This is definitely the season for giving thanks as the holiday season has started. So today, a fine topic would be gratitude, and I guess the role that your family and your friends play in this, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's something that psychology has really opened up to in the past 20, 30 years. The field of psychology we call positive psychology has come along and really focused on not taking the same level of attention and focus that we look to psychological disorders and the way we struggle, and instead try to look at positive processes, things that help us be better. And one of the major pieces coming out of that body of literature is about the real benefits of gratitude, that it's not necessarily for the other person. Being gracious is wonderful to others, but it also can be something that helps us. And that, you know, when you look at people and you look at happiness time and time again in different studies, you find that folks who more regularly show and express gratitude towards others are more content and happy in their own lives.
Can one train oneself to show more gratitude if this doesn't come naturally?
Well, I think that's exactly it. It's a skill. Just like anything else we can practice, you can go to the gym, you can take walks, you can play a musical instrument, or you can spend 5 minutes a day practicing this idea of gratitude, of sort of reflecting on your day and looking for small moments of something to be grateful for. And that can be tough. We this is a difficult time for many. The holidays bring about lots of additional stress, right? And sometimes, families are unique, but one thing they all share in common, and I think sometimes, is really great memories and difficult memories and great interactions and difficult ones too. So there's lots of emotions sort of wrapped up in this and stress. But it's, precisely in those sorts of times where a skill like this can be really helpful about slowing down and, finding small moments in each day that you can be thankful for.
Do you have to be thankful about mundane things, or can there be something special about a day that you grasp onto, or can it be the crummy tuna sandwich you had to eat at lunch?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And most of the research is not focused on sort of what the target is, where the gratitude's directed. It seems to be more important just that you're doing it at all. So we know things like writing a letter to someone, a letter of appreciation to someone who's meant something to you in your life, that, when folks do that, and this has been big studies by Marty Seligman and others, they show when you mail that letter off and you send it off, you get a spike right then in sort of well-being and contentment that lasts for a good amount of time. So, it's for others. Certainly it's wonderful when we receive these thank yous and things like that. I had a student just last week write me a really wonderful note it felt great. And the good news is that, a student, when he wrote it, also probably had that positive psychological experience as part of it. And so it's great to give thanks, but also to receive it.
Well, I guess the way that you view the holiday season depends on the lens you choose to look through, right? You can say, oh, I've got to go out of town and meet with a bunch of relatives and have this elaborate meal, and
sure,
it's a big pain. Or you can look at it from the perspective of, I have all of these loved ones who care enough about me to include me in this yearly celebration. It's really two sides of the same coin, right?
Well, I think that's exactly it. And if we get back to research looking at happiness, we know that most of what accounts for, who's happy, who's not, has to do with how we respond to the events around ourselves and not the situation itself. So yes, you might be stuck in traffic. You might be at a table with people with very different political, religious, or other views than your own. There might be, disagreements about side dishes and all those things that show up. But I think in those moments are choices, right? Choices to sort of transcend those, day-to-day sort of difficulties or the negative, and find those moments of connection. Find the idea that, yes, you're stuck in traffic, but lots of folks are traveling to their family, and it's a day that means quite a bit for everyone, and you're kind of sharing in that experience. Or when, you have that relative or friend who has that different political view, notice that you're at the same table together. And even though you might disagree very strongly, you can still find connection and things to share in common. And that, in that discussion, there's a moment that could be meaningful, that you could connect with someone who's different and still share some sort of commonality. So I think it's all about about, yeah, how we think and what we do in those moments. And that even in, you know, once you start sort of getting attending to the negative, then it's easy to kind of the whole day goes away, right? Because then the gravy wasn't hot enough. And then, right? And then you ran out of your favorite pie before you got it. And before long, you can really kind of take yourself out of all of the experience instead of showing up for just what it is. And, you know, in those moments, that even in those imperfect moments, there's ways to find connection with others and ways to express your gratitude that there are people in your life that you can share these moments with.